Hi, this is a walkthrough of Accelerate Agency's template for a gap analysis using a Google Sheet. So the first thing you'll need to do is make sure you've got Google Search Console access so that this sheet is able to run. You'll also need to install a plugin for Google Sheets, which is just this link here, and it's Search Analytics for Sheets. And then if you open the link here, which is bit.ly gap-template, it will take you to this sheet. Once we've got this sheet open, you'll be in read-only mode. So you'll need to press Make a Copy, which is just File and Make a Copy. And I'm also going to rename this the name of the client or the account that I'm going to run this on. So I'm going to use Accelerate Agency as the demo for this sheet. So once I've got the copy open and I've installed the plugin, I should now see it in the list where it says add-ons and search analytics for sheets. So I'm going to press open sidebar and then select the site that I'm interested in running the gap analysis on, which is accelerateagency.com. It's going to default to the last 90 days. That's fine for these purposes. I'm going to select the fields of page and then query, and they need to be in that order. And I'm going to add a filter that says only the country of the United Kingdom. So in this one needs to be a lowercase value, and it's the three-digit short code for the country. So in this case, it's GBR. It is possible to add another filter for a device, such as desktop or mobile. For this particular one, I want to blend both together, so I'm going to not add a device filter. Then just press Request Data, and it's going to go off and grab that data out of Search Console and then insert it into a new sheet. Once it's grabbed that data from the sheet, if you select all by pressing the little box in the far left and press Control-C to copy, and then open the little tab that says UK Desktop, and then paste in those values into the sheet. So I'm going to paste it into field B. I'm going to use Paste Special and paste all of these text values in. It's going to take a few moments for that to kind of paste in and for Google Sheets to sort of finish. I'm just going to hide the search bar, the plugin bar now, because I don't need that. And I'm just going to check to see what it added. So it's added about 6,000 rows in this one. Then if you click in cell H2, you just need to edit the formula to detect whether it's a brand phrase or not. So I'm going to use part of a brand name on this one. So I'm just going to do a wildcard for the word accelerate. And I'm actually going to do the second one for just, I don't know, wildcard of ACC. You don't necessarily have to populate the second one, but as long as it's detecting whether it's a brand phrase or not. The reason for this is we want to split out brand and non-brand so that we can work out, sort of share a search for both phrases separately. And it's marked the brand phrase of Accelerate Agency Bristol as a brand match on that one. So I'm also just going to make sure that it's copied all of the other formula down. So I'm going to select cell I2 across, press Control-C to copy that, and then paste all of these values down to the end, like that. And it's going to paste and populate the field called quadrant position and query type, which are going to be used in the charts to the right in a second. Again, I'm just waiting for Google Sheets to kind of finish spinning around. So it's copied, and that all looks good. Just make sure that it does copy all of these formula right down to the end of the sheet. So to check that's worked, I'm going to go onto the brand and non-brand report. So it's got kind of data in there now. If there is a lot of rows, then you need to just edit the charts for these. So it selects a data range that includes everything. So I'm going to actually just go to the very end of the sheet. And this one is using cell number 6 449 is the last kind of range. So I'm just going to tweak the range for the chart to 6. I think it was 6499, I believe. 6499. And you just need to ensure that that's set on all of these charts, so it selects all of the data. You can then remove the first sheet, as you'll no longer need that. So that's the data collection kind of piece done. In terms of analyzing the results, we'll just have a look and see what it's come up with. So on the non-brand report, it's saying there's a couple of positions here. So we've got one phrase which is in position one with a really good click-through rate, and these other phrases, that one in number 6, high volume searches, and although the click-through rate for that one's not massive. If we sort of break... So that one in position 5 looks interesting, and the same with 2 and 3, where it's got a reasonably good kind of click-through rate, but the potential to kind of push those ones up. I'm also just going to go into non-brand detail, or actually tells me exactly what those phrases are. So in this one here, you'll see that one in position 4, which has got a 15% click-through rate in position 4, which is like amazing. That's a really good signal, but it's in position 4 rather than position 1. So that would be a really good phrase to target, to push up and optimize. The same with tag manager agency, reasonably good click-through rate for a lowest position. And then Google Analytics agency in position 9, a 10% click-through rate. So these ones are all really good. The size of the bubble affects the volume. We'll just have a look at the phrases and the pages to see if there's kind of any overlaps with which the keywords through to the landing pages on these. So that's the page and the page that needs optimizing. So this is potentially a way of just quickly checking to see the size of the opportunity and see which keywords and which phrases can be focused on to kind of generate improvements quickly. All right, thanks. If you like this video, please kind of like and comment in the bits below.